Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. The Gemara was dealing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah began by saying, the Tanakhama says, all who are prohibited to enter Kahal are allowed to marry with each other, implying that a Mamzer can marry a Shtuki, because both a Mamzer and a Shtuki can't enter Kahal. So they can marry each other. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda prohibits. Rabbi Elazar says a mamzer can marry a mamzeres, a mamzer can marry a nasin, but a mamzer can't marry a shtuki, because a mamzer is certainly a problem. The shtuki might actually be kosher, and you might have a mamzer with a kosher. So the Gemara was struggling to understand, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Rabbi Yehuda prohibits? What is he prohibiting? So the Gemara tried to suggest maybe this is Rabbi Yehuda's general view, that a ger is kahal, and that a ger, according to Yehuda, cannot marry mamzer. And finally, the Gemara suggests that maybe there's a whole other way of reading Rabbi Yehuda. That's the ultimate answer. That the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama is about mamzerim, generally. Whether mamzerim are from chiyuve kares, or mamzerim are only from chiyuve misa. Maybe that's the argument. The Tanakhama says anyone born from Isurim of Arayos, namely even Chiyuve Kares, Mutarim Lavo Zebazeh, they're allowed to marry with each other. A child of a Chiyuv Kares can marry a child of a Chiyuv Misa, because they're both Mamzerim. And Rabbi Yehuda prohibits, because Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Chiyuv Misa is Mamzer, the Chiyuv Kares is not Mamzer. The Gemara says, that doesn't make sense either. Because that we already learned. That's the famous argument. What is a mamzer? Is a mamzer from a chiyuv lav, a chiyuv kares, or only a chiyuv misa? So finally the Gemara said, to explain what the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is, it's like this. Ela Amar Rava, Rava said, Ger Amoni Umoavi Ika Beinayu. The argument between the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda is the question of a ger who is Amoni or Moavi. Because we know the Torah says that a ger Amoni can never enter into Kahal, but a female Giores from Amon and Moav may enter into Kahal. V'achi kamas, this is the way to read it. Kal asurim lava b'kahal. All those who are not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem, Umaynihu, what is that including? That is including Ger Amoni Umoavi. Mutarim Lavo Zebazeh are allowed to marry with Mamzerim. Are allowed to marry with all the other disqualified people. However, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi, if that's so, Amai Rabbi Yehuda Oser. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? No, I disagree. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to disagree for? Certainly a Ger Amoni, a Ger Moavi is not Kahal Hashem. Yeah. And the Torah only said that a Mamzer cannot marry into Kahal Hashem. But a Ger Amoni and Moavi is certainly not the community of Hashem. So the Gemara says, we have to change the whole thing. Till now we've been trying to claim that there's some argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Maybe the argument is about Gerim with Mamzerim. Maybe the argument is about what creates a mamzer? So the Gemara says, no, it's not even an argument. Tachi kamar, this is the way to read the Mishnah. Afal pisha Rabbi Yehuda oser ger b'mamzeres, even though Rabbi Yehuda generally prohibits a ger marrying a mamzeres, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that gerim are also kal Hashem. The point of our Mishnah is that hani mili ger deroy lava b'kal. That's true about a ger who can marry into kal Hashem, so he's called kal according to Rabbi Yehuda. Aval ger Amoni Moavi, but a ger from Ammon and Moav, who's never allowed to marry a regular Jewess. Dein Rui in love of Bakal. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he can marry a Mamzeres. Lo, there Rabbi Yehuda never said his law. So really the Mishnah is not an argument. It's really the Chachamim saying a rule. Anyone who's not allowed to come Bakal, namely ger Amoni Moavi, can marry Mamzerim. Then it goes on that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. Because even Rabbi Yehuda says that normally Gerim could not marry Mamzerim, he would agree that the Ger Amoni and the Ger Moavi, who are Gerim who cannot enter Kal, they can certainly marry mamzerim. Okay.
What's that?
No, a ger is not a non-Jew. A ger is a convert. A non-Jew converts.
Okay, so he's a Jew already.
That's correct. That's correct.
Rabbi, is it fair to equate a shkuti with a benzona? But shkuti could be benzona, but benzona cannot be shkuti.
Well, no, benzona means the child of a prostitute. Shtuki, right. We don't know who the father is. Not necessarily. So we have a kid here, we don't know the father. As we're going to see today, you know, there are multiple scenarios of that. It could be that we know what the mother was. We know that the mother was a single girl. Then most of the possible scenarios are going to be fine. Or it could be that the mother was Arusa. She was not yet Nesua. Then most of the possible scenarios are not fine, because it's only one person that would be fine with the Arus. But if she was with anybody else, it was a problem. So
that's what I'm saying. The Shkuti could be Benzona, but Benzona cannot be Shkuti.
No. We'll see. We'll see. The Shtuki just means a child who we do not know who the father is, because when he calls the person in the household father, the mother says, no, that's not your father.
We can always know who the mother is.
But we can always know who the mother is, for sure.
I'm sorry, really, it's much bothered me the last few days. Ger.
A convert, yes.
A convert. He has no kesher to anything of past.
Correct.
Not mishpacha, nothing.
Correct.
As how here on this halacha, they're bringing him, it's very interesting, because they say he's chadash, he's...
That's true. A convert is new, but the Torah only prohibits a mamzer from marrying into certain Jews. Right? A mamzer could certainly marry a mamzeres. That's certainly fine. So the Torah, when it prohibits a mamzer from marrying Jews, didn't say don't marry all Jews. It was certain Jews. Which Jews? Those Jews who are called Kahal Hashem, the community of Hashem. Gerim are not Kahal Hashem. However, Rabbi Yehuda believes that Gerim are Kahal Hashem. So now we have a new brisa. Tana Rabbanan, we learned, our sages taught in a brisa. Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, if you have a young boy, 9 years and a day, so he's old enough to have marital relations. Ger Amoni Umoavi, who is a convert from Amon, or a convert from Moav. Now remember, these are converts who could never marry into Kal Hashem. Even 100 generations later, they can still not marry Kal Hashem. Or he's a Ger Mitzri, so that after, once he reached the third generation, would be able to marry Kal Hashem, or Adomi, or an Edomite. Or if he is a 9-year-old who is a Kuti, as we've learned many times, Kutim were non-Jews who were brought from a place called Kuta by Sanherev to the land of Israel, then the lions came and attacked them, then a non-righteous Kohen came and advised them to be observant, but he himself wasn't righteous, so you know they did accept observance on some level. They only kept the laws that are written in the Torah, the written Torah. They did not keep the oral Torah. And there's a big question whether they ever really converted or not. Anasin is a givoni, which David HaMelech made a decree, cannot marry into the Kohal. A Chalal, the child of a Kohen with a divorced woman, or a Mamzer, who's 9 years in a day. Shebau ala Kohenes, if they have intercourse with a Kohenes, or a Levia, or al Bas Yisrael, a regular Bas Yisrael, Pasluha, they've now made her disqualified from marrying a Kohen, because she's a woman who's had relations with someone who is disqualified to a Kohen. And if she was a Bas Kohen, she can no longer eat Truma. Rabbi Yossi said, Kol Shazaro Pasul, if his children of this person would be disqualified from Kahuna, Posel, then if he has marital relations with a woman, he disqualifies her from Kahuna. However, Kol She'ein Zaro Pasul, but those who their children would not be disqualified, Eino Posel, would not disqualify in their intercourse the woman from marrying a Kohen. So think about a Mitzri Sheni, right? A Mitzri Sheni, his child is already going to be Kasher LeKahal, because Dor Shlishi, the third generation, can enter into the Kahal. So it sounds like, according to Reb Yossi, Mitzri Sheni, who has relations with a woman, does not render her disqualified from Kahuna. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the third opinion, Kol Sha'ata no se bito, any person that you would be able to marry his daughter, Ata no se almanasa, you can marry the widow of this man. Kol Sha'ata no se bito, but those whom you cannot marry their daughter, Iata no se almanasa, you cannot marry their widow. Anyone who there, if this person, let's say Mitzri, right, you could marry their Mitzri Sheni, you can marry their daughter. So the widow of a Mitzri Sheni also can marry a Kohen. So now the Gemara discusses this brisa. Ma'ika, what's the argument between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakama had a whole list of people who are psulim, who if they have relations with a woman, he said, disqualify the woman from kahuna. And Rabbi Yossi said, well, it depends. If the child of this person normally would be pasul to kahuna, then the woman is pasul to the kahuna. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explained, Mitzri Sheni Yika Beinayu. The difference would be the case of Mitzri Sheni. Mitzri Sheni himself is pasul. So according to the Tanakhama, if a second generation Egyptian convert had relations with a woman, that woman now is disqualified from marrying a Kohen. But according to Rabbi Yossi, since the second generation, if he'd have a child, the child would be permitted. So if he had relations with a woman, that woman is not disqualified to a Kohen. Now they both have the same source. The Torah says about a Kohen Gadol that he should not marry a widow. And the Torah says, V'lo yechalel zar'o. And he should not desecrate his seed. So the word yechalel has two lamids in it. The two lamids is one to talk about the seed and one to talk about her. To say that when disqualifying the seed, he's also disqualifying her through having marital relations with her. So the Tanakhama Savar, we learned, that's the whole source that a woman can be disqualified. That a woman gets disqualified to Kohanim through an illicit act of intercourse. It's all derived from this source, from Kohen Gadol with a widow. So therefore, it has to all be like that. Not Kohen Gadol ba'amana, bi'asa ba'aveira, it was a prohibited intercourse. And therefore, uposel but disqualified the child, and it disqualifies her. Afkol shebi'asa ba'aveira, so according to the Tanakhama, any prohibited intercourse, such as a second-generation Egyptian convert with a woman, is a prohibited intercourse. So it disqualifies her posel. However, Rabbi Yossi Saber, you're learning from Kohen Gadol. Ki Kohen Gadol ba'almana. What type of prohibited intercourse creates a prohibition? A prohibited intercourse, which is like the prohibited intercourse of a widow with a Kohen Gadol. So ma Kohen Gadol ba'almana, just like a Kohen Gadol who has prohibited intercourse with a widow, zaro posel. And the seed gets disqualified. V'lo yechalel zaro, the second lamid, is for the seed. Uposel, then also it creates a problem. The intercourse made her disqualified. Afkol shazaro posel posel. So if the intercourse would create disqualified children, then the intercourse itself disqualifies the woman. Lafuki mitzri sheni, and then that therefore excludes a second generation Egyptian, she'ein zaro posel, who does not disqualify. His seed is not disqualified. If his seed is not disqualified, it also, he does not disqualify the woman. Damar kra, right? How do we know that the seed is not disqualified? Because the pasuk says, "Banim asher yivaldu lehem dor shlishi." If an Egyptian converts, so his child is still problematic, but the children who are born in the third generation, yavo lehem bikal Hashem, are allowed to marry into the community of Hashem.
Kohen Gadol have to marry a virgin?
Also true, yes.
So obviously, if it's, she's a,
right?
No matter what.
That's right. There's both an asay And a lo sase, right? The asay is ki im besulami amavi kach isha. And that's also true, but there's also a prohibition, there's a lav of almana lo yikachu.
So Rabbi, you're saying that the first generation of Egyptian not allowed to, you know,
marry a Jew.
Marry a Jew. But if they do, the grandchildren, the third generation,
yeah,
become Jew.
That's right.
But the actual root, it was the wrong root.
But that's what the Torah says. The Torah says you have to be grateful to the Egyptians. They did host us. We were slaves there, but they did host us. So once we get to the third generation, then they can marry into Kahal Hashem.
The seed wasn't kosher la Pesach to begin with.
It become kosher.
Okay, all right.
Why are they taking the almanah? Why are they learning from almanah? Kal vachomer, the Kohen cannot be Kohen anymore if he must say almanah. He finished with Kuhunah.
No, that's not true. It's just while he's married, he has a problem. But if he gets divorced, he wouldn't have a problem. Yes, but the point is, we're focusing on her being disqualified to kahuna from the fact that there's an extra lamed in lo yechaleo.
Okay.
Now the Brisa said, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, kol shata no se bito, anyone who you can marry his daughter, ata no se almanaso, his widow is kosher, kol shiata no se es bito, those whom you cannot marry his daughter, iata no se almanaso. You can't marry his widow. So, ma'ika bein Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? What's the argument between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Amar Ula explained. Ger amonio moavi ika beinayu. The difference between them would be if you had a convert who was an Ammoni or a Moavi who has relations with a woman, that would be the difference. Because a ger amoni and a Moavi, if they have a daughter, the daughter is fine because Ammonis and Moavis are fine. But if they, so according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so the Ger Ammoni and Moavi who have relations with the woman is okay. But according to Rabbi Yossi, since the son of a Ger Ammoni and a Moavi is disqualified, so therefore the Ger Ammoni and Moavi who have relations with the woman disqualify her too. And again, they're both deriving it from the law that a Kohen Gadol can't marry a widow, and if he marries a widow, the children are halalim. Rabbi Yossi Sav, Rabbi Yossi holds, well, you learn everything from Kohen Gadol with a widow. Ki Kohen Gadol Baalmana. Ma Kohen Gadol Baalmana Shazaro Pasol. The seed is disqualified. It's a halal. Uposel, therefore the wife is also disqualified. Afkol Shazaro Pasol Posel. So anyone whose seed is disqualified would disqualify the wife. Shimon Gamliel says, "Ki kohen gadol ba'almana, ma kohen gadol ba'almana afilu nekevos. Kohen gadol with a widow, the girls are halalim. The girls are halalos, and they cannot marry a kohen. Lafuki geramoni moavi, but it's excluding a convert from amanu moav dinekevos. Havuk sheros lava bakal. But the girls are allowed to marry. Amar maris, we've learned amoni velo amonis, moavi velo moavis. Okay." Amar Rav Chizda said, "Hakol modim ba'almanas isa." Everyone would agree that the widow of a safek shepsula lekahuna, that she would be pasul to kahuna. In other words, what's the case of almanas isa? This we learned back in Maseches Ksubos. Let's say there's a man who's a standing near a woman, his wife. He says to her, "You know what? I'm divorcing you." And he throws to her a get. And we don't know if the get was closer to her, that she got divorced, or was closer to him, that she didn't get divorced, and then he drops dead. So we don't know if she is a widow, because he dropped dead, or maybe before he dropped dead, he had gotten her divorced, and she is a grusha. So she's a suffolk grusha. So she's not allowed to marry a Kohen, because a Kohen can't marry a grusha. He has to be strict on a suffolk grusha. Maybe she's a grusha. She went and married a grusha. She meant to marry the Kohen, I mean. So now the child is a Safek Chalal. We don't know. Maybe he's a Chalal, because maybe his mother was a Grusha. Maybe he's not a Chalal. So if this child goes and marries a woman, and then this child dies, this woman is called Almanas Isa, the widow of a doe, the widow of a Safek. So everybody agrees that that widow is Psula Lekahuna. Because my Mekel Ani Tanai, who's the most lenient of the three Tanayim that we've been learning about today? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And what did he say? Kamar kol shata no se bito. He said, if the daughter born of the liaison is permitted, then atanose almanaso, then the widow is also permitted. Kolshi atanose bito, but if you can't marry the daughter, atanose almanaso, you can't marry the widow. So now, let's say this guy, this safek halal, has a child. So the child, if the child's a girl, that girl couldn't marry a kohen because she's also safek halal. So lemute ma lemute almanasisa shepsula kahuna. So that would mean that since the daughter is pasul, the mother should also be pasul. That's the most lenient one. That's lafukim idahani tanai. So that would be against. So these tanaim are against other tanaim. It's not because we learned in Maseches Edios. Hey, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, Almanas Isa, the widow of a safek chalal, ksheira lekahuna, is allowed to marry a kohen. My time, what's the logic of these Tanaim? They call this Sfek Sfeika. So they really have two doubts here. You have one doubt whether the woman was divorced or not divorced. Then you have a second doubt, which is, so there was a doubt about her. Then because there was a doubt about her, there's a doubt about her son, whether her son is a chalal or not. And now you have the widow of this son, so it's a two steps removed question. And that they hold, Sfek Sfeika Lekula. When you're so removed from the source of the problem, there you are lenient. However, that's not what the Tanaim here is. This is
the cases, Rabbi, none of the kids are mamzeret.
This is chalal, it's not about mamzeret.
Rabbi, it's the same uncertainty.
Right, but it's two generations. So it's not what we traditionally call Sfek Sfeika. Traditionally, Sfek Sfeika is two different doubts. Here, it's a doubt that's gone down, we're quite removed from what we were worried about. Therefore, we can be lenient already.
Why has to be Mashiach to buy halala? Because if there's two cases, if he was still married and he had her behalf, so is she. But what happened if he got divorced? Let's assume it was divorced.
Yeah.
And he sleep with her. Why she's halala?
Why? Because a kohen can't be with a divorced woman. Talking about a kohen. So going back to the Mishnah said that, all those prohibited to kahal can marry with each other. Then the Mishnah said, which we said means that a ger amoni can marry a mamzeres, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a ger cannot marry mamzeres. But that's a ger who's kahal. Ger amoni is not kahal, so he can marry mamzeres. Then Rebbe Elazar disagreed. Rebbe Elazar said, you can't say all who are prohibited to kahal can marry each other. Mamzer could marry mamzer. Mamzer could marry nasin. Vadai bevadon are mutter. But a vadai with safek is prohibited, because safek means maybe he's kasher. So that the vadai could not marry. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, halacha k'Rav Elazar. Halacha is like Rav Elazar, that a mamzer cannot marry a shtuki or an asufi. Ki amita kamei de Shmuel, when I said this, that Rav said halacha is like Rav Elazar, when I told it in front of Shmuel, he said, Amar Li, he said, Hillel Shona, what Hillel taught, is that asara yuchsin alumi Babel, 10 different levels of lineage came up from Babel to Israel. And he said, Kulan mutarim lavo zeh bazeh, that all the prohibited ones can marry with each other. A mamzer can marry a shtuki. And you're telling me, halacha k'Rav Elazar, that a mamzer can't marry a shtuki, because a mamzer is certainly a problem, but a shtuki might actually be kosher. So therefore it's a problem. So that's what Shmuel said. Asks the Gemara, Rami de Rabba de Rav, Rami de Shmuel de Shmuel. The truth is, we can ask a contradiction, Rav against Rav and Shmuel against Shmuel. Because here we're saying Rav says that a mamzer can't marry a shtuki. And we're saying Shmuel says a mamzer could marry a shtuki. Ditmar, but we learned, Arusa She'ibra, let's say there's a woman who we know is Arusa. She has kiddushin with someone. And now suddenly we see her pregnant. Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer. Rav said the child is a Mamzer because most of the possibilities would create Mamzer. Because only one possibility means it's not a Mamzer if her husband had relations with her. But anybody else would make Mamzer because she's a married woman. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Havlad Shtuki. The child is a Safek.
But Mons is only if she, it's a forbidden relationship. Like,
she's a married woman. Every relation with her is going to be forbidden.
A married woman, anytime she gets pregnant from somebody other than her,
her husband,
the child's a Mons.
Correct.
But if she wasn't married,
that would be different. But we're talking about married right now. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Havlad Shtuki. Shmuel said the child is a Shtuki. So then the Brisa continues. Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer. Rav says this child is a Mamzer. Umutur b'Mamzeres. We will allow him to live with a Mamzeres. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Havlad Shtuki, the child is a Shtuki. So therefore, Asur b'Mamzeres. I don't understand, but Shmuel is the one who says here that Shtuki is allowed with Mamzeres. And Rav is the one who said Mamzer is allowed, is not allowed with Shtuki. So you have to switch it. Rav Amar Avlad Shtuki. Rav says the child is a Shtuki and not allowed with a Mamzeres. Shmuel Amar Avlad Mamzer. Shmuel said the child is a Mamzer and allowed only with Mamzeres.
I'm sorry, how can the kid not be a Mamzer?
If the Arus, if the husband was the one who impregnated her.
Okay.
The one possibility. Says the Gemara, Tarti Lameli. Why do we need to have Rav and Shmuel repeat their argument twice? Tzricha, it was needed. Yitmar Baha, if I would have told it to you here, I'd say Baha Kama Rav. In our case, Rav says, Halakha's like Rabbi Lezer, that a Shtuki is not allowed with a Mamzeres to Rav Ksheir Metzla. When the majority of the scenarios that could have happened mean that the child is kosher. So then, okay, can't be with a mamzeres. Aval Hasam, and in that case of Arusa, Derov, Psulim Etzel, most of the scenarios are that it is a problem. Emamodi Lishmuel, maybe then he should agree that such a child could be with a mamzeres. Vietmar Bahach, and if we would have told you over there, I would say, Bahach, Kamar Rav, Shum Dikalamitli Ba'arus. There Rav says that the Safek is not allowed with a Mamzeres because he says she's at the end of the day engaged to one person already. She's already married. So likely the person she's married with is the one who impregnated her. Aval Baha, but over here in the Modu Lishmuel, maybe he agrees to Shmuel. Tzricha, we needed both cases. I can tell you, Olam Leit Tepuch, I don't have to flip it. My mom's at the Kama Rav. What did Rav mean when he said that this pregnant Arusa, the child, is a Mamzer? Lav mutter b'mamzeres. It's not to say that the child is mutter in a mamzeres. Ella, but only in the sense, da'asur b'bas Yisrael, that the child can't marry, cannot marry a regular Jewish girl. Shmuel amar avlad shtuki, and Shmuel says the child is a shtuki also, da'asur b'bas Yisrael, in the sense that he's not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. Yachana derav, so what's the argument? Ella my shtuki, what does it mean, shtuki? Shemeshatkin oso, Midin Kahuna, that we say that he can't be a Kohen. We silence him from being a Kohen. Sheet, of course, Hashem Midin Yisrael Meshatkin Leh. If we say he's a Suffolk Mamzer and he can't marry Yisrael, Midin Kahuna Miboyleh, certainly we're not going to let him marry, not going to let her marry a Kohen. Elamai Shtuki, what does it mean, Shtuki? Shatkin Oto, Minich Sayabit. Shmuel is just saying that we're not going to let him take his father's possessions. Sheet, of course, miyadin avu amanu. We don't know who the father is. Shmuel's point was, even if the child grabbed his father's possessions, and he said, listen, you don't know for sure that I'm not entitled to it, so I'm allowed to keep it. No, we say no, that since it's likely that it came from somebody else, we take the possessions away from him according to Shmuel. But basically, Rav and Shmuel agree that in terms of personal status, it's the same. Alternatively, we can say, my shtuki. What did Shmuel add by saying shtuki? What he was saying is what Abishol said, beduki. Shabot kines imo. Shmuel says, even though we assume that he's a suffolk, we don't know how this child came to be. Maybe the child is a mamzer. But we checked the mother, though. Vomeris, if she said, lekasher nivalti, this child is kasher. Then that man should be believed. Kimat Kirvan Gamliel. So who's that like? That's like the lesson of Rabbi Gamliel Maseches Ksubos that we learned about yesterday. So the man says, "Well, Ha'amar Shmuel Chadazin." The Shmuel already said that once. The time we went to the Mishnah, "Isamu Beres." If a woman is pregnant, Vamulon, they ask her, "Mativo Shalu Berzeh." What's this child from? She says, it's okay, it's Me'ish Ploni, from so-and-so, he's a Kohen. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, Omer Ne'amana, she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Ein Ne'amana, she's not believed. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Alach, Rabbi Gamliel. So Gemara says, no, I need to tell you twice. Tzvi Chadim Yasam Avamina, Hasam Rov Ksheyem Etzla. I would say there was a case when she wasn't Arusa. It's a single girl who's pregnant. So most of the scenarios are going to be okay. That's when Shmuel would say we believe her when she says she's okay. Avolach, Rov Ksulam Etzla, Eim Alo. That's why we needed Shmuel to tell you that she's believed here too. Tanya lived in a Braisa. Chayner Belezer, Omer Belezer also says, Kuti lo yisa kutis. So Belezer, who says that a Safek can't marry a Safek, says that a Kuti cannot marry a Kutis. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rav Yosef said, Asau kager l'achar asar adolah. So Kuti, at a certain point, is like a ger after 10 generations. After 10 generations, even though a ger should be allowed with the mamzeres, they said, don't allow the ger to marry mamzeres, because after 10 generations, he looks like a regular Yisrael. The time we did a brisa ger, arasara doros mutter b'mamzeres, mikan ve'eloch asr b'mamzeres. After 10 generations, he's not allowed to marry mamzeres. Yesh omrim, some say, achi yishtaka shem avodas kochav mimen. Until, you know, people forget the fact that he was once an idolater. Amli Abaya, Abaya said, that can explain why a kuti can't marry a kuti. Doesn't make sense. Mi dami. Hasam ger yashan mamzeres chadasha. A ger, after many generations, is viewed as a full-fledged Jew. Where everyone knows that the woman is a mamzeres, they shouldn't be together. Ami, because if they're together, people are going to say, Bar Yisrael u dekonas of mamzeres. A Jew is marrying a mamzeres. But hacha, but kutim, idiv idiki adadvininu. They're all many, many years after their conversion. Elik yasra avdim yam Amari explained, Rebbe Lazar, sevelik Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Lazar agrees with Rebbe Yishmael. Rabbi Shmuel Savalak Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar Savalak Rabbi Shmuel Damar Kutim Geri Arayosim. Rabbi Lazar holds that the Kutim did not really convert. They just converted because they were scared of the lions, but they never wholeheartedly accepted Torah and mitzvahs. So they are really not Jews. And Rabbi Shmuel Savalak Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds up like Rabbi Akiva. Amar, who says that Obi Kochav and the Eved Abal Bas Yisrael, that if there is a relationship which is a lav, such as a non-Jew with a Jewish girl, Havlad Mamzer, the child is a Mamzer. So therefore, the Kutim are Mamzerim. But you don't know, because if the Kuti married another Kuti, then not. So Gemara says, one second. Misavol Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, does Rabbi Shmuel agree with Rabbi Akiva? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shmuel. Well, you know that Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Shmuel. How do we know that if a guy or a slave has relations with a Jewish girl, she becomes psula to kahuna? Shenamar bas kohen kisi almana ugrusha v'zera ein la. A bas kohen can go back to eating truma when she becomes a widow if she didn't have children. Mishiyesh la manos v'gerushin. That's if the intercourse was one that has divorce or widowhood. Yatzor v'kocham v'avin she'elah amanas v'gerishin. Yisak odaitach savalak Rabbi Akiva. And if he holds of Rabbi Akiva, ashtra mamzer havi. If the Eved with the Bas Kohen creates mamzerim, mifsel v'yasam yibay, is there any question that the intercourse is going to create a problem with her eating chuma? El Rabbi Lazar savalak Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, damar kute gei arayosin. And Rabbi Lazar savalak Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar holds of Rabbi Akiva. To Amar Ovid Kochav v'Eved Abav Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. Okay, so we'll stop at this point. We'll continue Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.